going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I don't know if we can do this tomorrow.
Why?
Well, I mean, we're at the golf course.
We're doing it.
Well, hold on. Those guys are going to be teeing off or making a big putt.
We're not going to be broadcasting right next to them.
You don't know where we're broadcasting from.
There's no way.
I agree. We could be close enough, though.
Then we gotta whisper sing it. We have to sing
as long as we got to respect the course.
Well, they knew. Look.
Well, the funny thing is, what happens when everybody else joins in?
Yes.
Singing with us?
And then it turns into the Waste Management Open?
Right, yes.
Well, all I know is Brandon Salvador over there should have known what he was signing up for. The sales guy has us over there.
He should have talked to the head of the PGA, said, hey, watch
no,
out.
No, I'm just saying, we've done this every day for almost a year. And, you guys mentioned it a couple weeks ago, like you saying you needing the payoff. Creed here July 12th. Scott Stapp on the show singing, talking about this and singing the song. I am feeling a little bit of pressure in that it's got to happen.
Oh, yeah, no, if this falls through.
Oh, yeah, you, listen.
I'm going to get crushed.
Yeah, you got all the pressure on you.
I'm aware, and yeah. I put a lot of confidence in, in those who said we'd get it done. Yeah. It needs to get done now. It's just been a lot of Creed singing, this is on my ass right now. It's on my ass. All right.
Okay.
The Twitter question.
Well, if I know anything about you,
what?
I think it'll get done.
Because I tend to
you're
get
an
those things done.
Over worker preparer and that specific thing.
Yes. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Has the city been too hard on the Phillies to start the year? 60% say no, 40% say yes. And before we get back to the phones, just one more Elliott thing. It's been a lot of talk about Elliott and this Goddard thing.
I'm sure he's thrilled.
So he said this when we were talking to him about Goddard, but then I just saw a Twitter video of him saying the same thing, and I just want to know what we think of it. He said that this is an all-in move by the Eagles and proof that they'll do whatever it takes to win a Super Bowl.
I knew you weren't letting that go.
Well, he was already under contract. They actually are paying less than his contract was. And they couldn't cut him because they would have the same cap hit
right.
Anyway. They could cut him, I guess. What? I don't understand.
This is what he's saying. By keeping Goddard there, they're trying to win. Is that what he's saying?
Yes, that this is an all-in move. They just had the most un-all-in offseason of all time. No offense, but they specifically were saying we're scaling back on cash because of this and that and the other thing, and they weren't saying that they're not trying to win a Super Bowl next year. That's not what I'm saying, but they're saying like they're not going all in.
We're not going all in, yes.
Going all in by keeping the 30-year-old tight end who was already under contract for less money than he was under contract for before is not an all-in move and not a proof of anything with the Eagles other than, like, it didn't make any sense to cut him and nobody wanted to trade for him. Right? Yeah. It's not an all-in move.
No.
I'm like, it's crazy.
That's when I was like, hold on. He didn't even say this prior to the move being made.
He wanted Goddard to take $4 million.
Yes, yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, I don't view it as an all-in.
No. When the Rams trade for what's-his-face.
Devontae.
Yes.
Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
Or like when they got the cornerback.
Oh, Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey. That was an all-in move.
Yeah, yep.
Going to get Matt, trading your young quarterback for Matt Stafford. All-in move.
Yeah.
Even signing Saquon is like
it was
this
more
passed
of
off
all in last year than this year.
And keeping Dallas Goedert that they don't even throw to. All right.
Well, the one thing about Elliott is that you
and I'm not against keeping Goedert. I'm pro keeping Goedert. I've said that for weeks.
No, you've been saying that forever. Yeah. No. Well, the funny part about this with E is he didn't think it was gonna happen. And the fact that he is so positive on it now, even to the point where he's saying it's a Super Bowl move, it's an all-in Super Bowl move. The worm is back.
Ike, don't quote me on this.
Yeah.
Watch how they switch sides. That's Elliott. Elliott is the guy just like, you know, you're right about the worm. It's just like, we told you we'd do anything it took to win.
Anything. By the way, you're talking about the Twitter video he put out?
Even Josh Uche.
Yes, the all-in move.
Yeah.
Ojalari, right?
Yes.
Are you talking about the Twitter video he put out?
Yeah.
You notice how echoey that was?
I didn't listen to it.
Yeah,
well,
you got to listen to it.
Okay.
It's a hard listen. And I tried to tweet at him to tell him but he didn't change
Fritz is the guy that's going to be, he's going to be there to comment whenever you put something out there.
Yeah, if it's wrong, yeah.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, I got to grow up, you know. Hey, bro, Rod Lincoln, I told the crew, listen, if we want to work something out, I'm there every day, you know what I'm saying?
Are you like Jason Peters? You need a pay bump to be the first caller?
I'm serious. I'm working, but I'm going to be back. Listen, as soon as I get done with these couple weeks of training, you know, I'm in like right now, I mean, wait. Nasty Natty, you know, Ike Reese hometown, you know, I'm here, you know.
You down in the city?
Yeah, boy,
okay.
I'm down here, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I'm going to be back. Don't worry about it. But look, y'all got to lay off on my crew. First of all, my uncle OG, I got to lay off on him.
Wow.
Y'all got to lay off on my little bro. Okay. Hey, okay, got something for y'all tomorrow. And Spike, don't be, we working on something. Don't be stealing our content for the Ricky either. Don't steal it.
What? Stealing content for the Ricky? What?
I said, don't. We got something for the show tomorrow. I said, don't be stealing our content.
Okay.
On the Ricky, when we hit you with this bombshell, okay, going to drop on you tomorrow. See, I'm behind the scenes.
Okay.
You
know,
I was going to say, what is going on right now?
Hey, I'm behind the scenes.
Okay.
Hey, I'm always.
Well, it's not working.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I didn't listen. You know, I ain't giving him no baseball content. That's all him. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no baseball guy. I lead that to Jack and, you know, Seltzer and all them with, you know. But, you know, let's get on what Spike was talking about with Saquon. I'm with him. Saquon Barkley, I'm worried because he ain't really, like, I told this for y'all for years. I love Saquon, but Saquon ain't really, he don't know how to win. Like, he's celebrating too much. Like you know, guys like Jalen, you know, the Georgia crew. You know, Devontae, we do this every year. You know, we've been winning championships since we was like, you know.
Well, hold on. A.J. Brown went to Ole Miss. Where did they win?
But listen, when A.J., but A.J. Brown, his first year here, what happened? He went to the Super Bowl. He dealt with the loss. He said, oh, I got to get back to how I was, you know, 2 years ago. So he learned. Saquon, this is MVP say, but that's okay because we got the crew to carry him, Goddard coming back. And listen, I got something for y'all. The move that's going to happen, and this ain't even no speculation. I'm just telling you what need to happen. We got two guys out there that's going to take us to the top. You know, because me, you know how it is. Emily Dickens, you know, the plot thickens, George Pickens, Eagles in five. You know me. I don't care about all that, you know. I don't care about none of that down there. But look.
Emily Dickens, George Pickens.
Wow. Corey, I'll say this is a good call, Corey, even
not
though it's
bad,
late in this show.
Call, yeah.
Eagles in five.
Jair Alexander out there and Jalen Ramsey. Come on, man. Howie, get it done. Jair, he won.
Now, I'll tell you, I'll take Jair.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, and he from he born in Philadelphia. You love Philadelphia born guy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Bring him back to the city, and then we going back.
Where the hell does Jair Alexander go to school at?
I think he was. I don't think he like grew up there. I think he was just born there. I think.
Okay.
11.
Yeah, he ended up in Mint Hill, North Carolina.
Okay.
He was born here.
Yeah, it's kind of like Steph Curry, but you know we still claim him in Ohio. But you know. But hey, that's the move that needs to happen. You know what I'm saying? And are we too hard on the Phillies? No, because this is we. I told you we got a championship mindset now. All we see is chips. So we hard on the Eagles, we hard on the Sixers, the Phillies, we going to be hard on them. Pause, you know what I'm saying? We not going to be giving them no relaxation. No, they had a good couple series. You know what? They won four series in a row, right?
Well, three. They got to win one more game to win four series.
All right. Yeah. They win tonight. We'll win four in a row. Okay. We building something. Bryce Harper looked good the other night. You know what I'm saying? L.A. and them, they Franky talking about, oh, we need to lay off Bryce Harper. Okay. But when we was giving him pressure, he was delivering, right? We gave pressure, he stepped up. So we ain't going to lay off L.A. We ain't going to lay off Franky. I'm sorry. We're going to keep bringing it to him.
Love that. All right, Corey.
Love it. Great call, C.
Yeah, really good call from Corey.
And I do think Bryce heard what last Friday was. Not even our show. It was the theme of the station was about Bryce.
Yeah.
And he just responded, I think.
Well, he responded in how he talked.
But, he's looking better at the plate.
Is he?
I thought he did. Saturday swing adjustment, home run on Sunday, opposite way last night.
All right,
baseball.
Yeah.
He's slowly climbing his way. People act like players can't slump. It's the worm talking. But, like, I'm
who is the one on Friday who said, started the show?
This is where you ruin my legacy.
I'm disappointed in Bryce.
I am
headline.
As a lead, I'm just saying, like... was disappointing. The reaction every time I tweet, like, well, Bryce is sucking. It's like, relax. He's going through a slump.
You got to feel like people are going too far with it.
I know. You guys all watch the Eagles, and then you come over to baseball season. You're all casuals. I get it.
I see. He's attacking everyone. Casuals? You're the one that gave up on the team.
I never gave up on the team. Not what I said. I gave up on the offense.
Well, that's the team.
Don't worry about it. Coming out to Casey's in Drexel Hill tonight.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Watch party.
Yeah. Phillies Rays World Series rematch.
So it's all nice outside. You know what place shines when it's nice outside?
Delco.
Delco! They say Delco's a lot. They're right.
It sure is.
A lot of great stuff, especially in spring and summer. Now, you might think Delco. You think one thing about Delco. Do you think about wineries in Delco? Tons of wineries in Delco. Do you think about the amazing trails and tracks to take your dog for a walk, maybe your loved one? Something for everyone. Outdoor festivals. You and your buddies want to go watch the game, want to have a couple beers, maybe go out for a great dinner. Delco. Great bars, great restaurants, great everything with Delco. Jack's got to stop laughing. Visit Delco.com. is where you can go to find out all that Delco has to offer. Again, visit Delco.com. They say Delco's a lot, and they're right. What were you laughing at?
They sure are right.
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. I don't want to ruin the read.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just did.
No,
Louie in Nebraska.
You're done.
All right. Louie Nebraska, you're on WIP.
If you ever need to drink wine from Delco, you need new taste buds, I think.
No, man.
Hold on.
No, you're actually wrong.
Come on here with
Chats
that.
Ford Winery?
Yeah. Chats Ford, yeah, beautiful. There's like, that's the thing.
Chats Ford's really Chester County.
Well, but it's not.
Well.
The thing is, Louie, about Delco, is that there is the Delco we think about, right? We're thinking about Ridley, you know, Upper Darby, blah, blah, blah. But Delco's grown up in a lot of ways, a lot of nice areas. Yeah. When we were out there,
there's no road rage.
Yeah. Oh, well, Jack.
There's no road rage.
Jack. Look, she handled herself. She handled her business. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm missing something.
The lady who The Delco.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
That's him.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's him. That's why he's laughing.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm trying to do this Delco thing.
Yes.
And Jack's over there making pooper jokes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sorry. All right, go ahead, Lou.
By the way, this really has to hurt ESP's Insider of the Year. I mean, he totally whiffed on that one.
Yes, so, like, he whiffed for weeks. Sure we tried to talk sense into him, Louie.
Make sure we don't have short-term memory loss at the end of the year when the belt comes around.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So I'm excited for you guys tomorrow. I mean, Spike, you're going to a golf tournament. Now, I'm preparing for the U.S. Open qualifier tomorrow at Jericho National. I'm in Bucks County right now, walking the golf course, scoping it out. Spike, golfers dress like golfers when they go to the tournament. Now, if you see old guys who are wearing golf shoes, those are the geeky guys. You want to stay away from that. Don't wear your golf shoes.
I don't have golf shoes, Louie.
I'm just saying. So you don't need to wear a polo. If you're going to go in the clubhouse, I would prefer you wear a polo. You know, represent WIP well. Okay?
Well,
you represent me.
Yeah, we don't know where we're going to be. I know that would be helpful, but we don't. So I am going to wear a polo because the last time, even though I wasn't golfing, I went to a golf club not wearing a polo. I've been obliterated for almost a year because of it. So I'm going to wear a friggin' polo.
Now, you look like the guy who would wear some crazy polo, so just go with the standard.
Oh, bro. No, he's going standard.
I'm standard. The craziness is on the skin. The polo shirt's going to be very plain.
Please. Okay. Good. Yeah. I'm so glad that people are on my wavelength when it comes to the Phillies. I called a couple weeks ago. You know, my uncle Ike, he yelled at me because, you know, I said, hey, let's wait till the All-Star break to see where they are. Listen, Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy don't start hot. They get their game ready.
He finished minus 31. What are you talking about? He's 31 under.
I'm just saying.
And by the way, hold on. By the way, Louie, we still got a long way to go before we get to the All-Star break. And this thing could switch back next week now.
Oh, don't sound so happy in there. Would you stop?
No, I'm just saying.
Well, you'll be happy because you'll be right that you have given up on them.
No, never.
Yeah,
I put them right on the fence.
But I was saying that, guys, we need to have them develop. I mean, Skip was still trying to figure out the lineup. So, like, we're not in major season. Spike, I'm using golf terms.
I know what majors are.
We're not in major season, so everybody relax. And calm down. Now, I got yelled at before, but it seems like, you know, the Twitter poll is finally coming around. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, 60-40. Yep.
It is. Now, listen. Listen. I'll say you were right. You were right.
Oh, man.
You don't have to give me that.
Can we cut that?
I don't have a problem. Yeah, you were right. You're right now in the moment where we're in.
Now, are you going to qualify for the U.S. Open or not? I mean.
Yeah,
I was going to say, what does he know about major season?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You're taking everybody to Pound Town,
baby.
Set yourself
up for that one. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Now, here's what I'm going to do. When I win
Spike
qualifier
doesn't forget
tomorrow,
now. He was waiting to pounce.
Yep. It was there.
Look, when I win this qualifier tomorrow, I'm coming in and yelling Ike victory, and then I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
So what do you have to do to qualify?
Come in Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah.
Come in here. Come in the Chickies.
Yeah. But tomorrow we're going to be on the golf course.
Yeah.
So there's 100 and 15 golfers tomorrow qualifying for six spots.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, if I shoot four under, I think I'm in, walking free. So I'm out here scoping, feel good about the game, so we'll see. You know, I'll send you the link, Chris, and we're going to yell victory tomorrow.
Good. Let me know if you ever need a caddy.
Absolutely.
All right.
Mike, have a great time. Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, let me caddy for you.
Yep.
Y'all the wrong reads.
Yep.
He just yelled the victory thing.
Yeah.
You know, when the team plays as well as the team played this past year, might have been a record number of victories I yelled out.
It was a lot of victories.
A lot of victories I yelled out.
Like, I mean,
it's the most victories
ever.
Yeah, it had to be the most wins in a season, right?
Yeah.
Because you have 14 in a regular season. It's 21, I think. You have 14 in a regular season, and then you got the four playoffs.
18.
Did I say
21? I mean, it's close.
He rounded up.
He looked at me very sincerely.
What the hell?
He looked me dead in the eye. He goes, it's 21, I think.
You know what I was thinking? 17 plus 4.
Right.
Correct. Yeah. 14. Okay.
Had they had a perfect season.
That's that Michigan State education. Yeah.
Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, Justin?
Justin!
If Corey's the leadoff hitter where it's hard for me to call every day, does that make me like the pinch hitter where I call like a couple of times a week?
Yeah.
Well, the problem is he's cutting into your time, Justin. I mean, you are a 5:30 caller.
He is, but hey, I mean, we all got to be. Sometimes you got to give up that pinch hit spot because somebody's hotter than you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm gracious if anything. I'm a team player. As long as we win, that's all I care about.
You are a team player. I appreciate that about you.
Give me that W, boys. Just give me that W. I got a couple of things, if you don't care, like the thing you were talking about yesterday. I know you don't like me getting off topic, but the Embiid trade.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you yesterday, man. I'd take two cases of them tasty cake pies y'all got there in the studio, them peach and apple pies for Embiid, because they're better than what he's going to be right now with that knee, boys. I'm telling you, that knee's as cooked as yesterday's dinner. Are y'all too hard on the fields? No, y'all not. You know why? Because them boys is millionaires, man. Don't you know nothing?
There we go. There it is.
There we go.
Yep.
Man, I was listening and I said, here we go. But no, the thing about with Trey Turner, like where the guy was talking about him, I think it is a pride thing where he don't want to move out from shortstop. But the thing about it is, he's making shortstop money now. And it's not like the NFL, you know, all his money's guaranteed. So what the hell, man? Just move to left field now. You got your shortstop money. I mean, he wouldn't make that money being a left fielder. And I know it's a prideful thing as a man, like when you can't do your job like you used to do or something like that, and they got a younger, newer guy. But who gives a crap? You still getting your money. I mean, you're still getting
money's guaranteed. Yeah.
Same amount of bats. Who cares? Come on, who cares? You're not getting into the Hall of Fame, Trey. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
Well, he's not.
Well, I mean, he could, you know, maybe.
LeBron plays 25 years or something, right, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do that. Yeah. You might be right on that one. And there are five Rambo movies, okay?
Wow.
Really?
I don't think Spike would like the last one because the last one's called Rambo Last Blood. And you talk about gory, man. He kills some boys in that, and let me tell you right now, it's good. And when Yoshi hit it on the head, he does some killing in that. And
I never even heard of Rambo 5.
It's called Rambo Last Blood. It was good,
Rambo
man.
Last no Blood, okay.
It was like the fourth one's just called Rambo, and then, you know. Rambo
yeah, I see Last it. Blood Last, and this actually came out in 2019.
Yeah, it was actually on my birthday in 2019. I made my wife take me to go watch it on my birthday. How about them apples? But anyway, y'all, once again, heck of a show. Are you too hard on the field? Yes, them boys is millionaires. Oh, and real quick, I got a story for you, man. Mm-hmm. My cousin, she works at a Goodwill store down in Jacksonville, and Doug Peterson brung some stuff in there, and his stuff is clean. It is clean. She said they wouldn't know dadgum sweat stains on it. You know, like she was looking at the. I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with y'all.
Yeah. Not the underwear. Yeah.
She didn't sleep in the shirts. Interesting.
Yeah. I think she took a pair of his dirty drawers and sold them on eBay to some crazy Eagles fan up there. But I don't know. But anyway, I'll get off here. Oh, my favorite piece of electrical equipment was probably my first Nintendo, like with. With
yeah.
Super Mario and all that.
The 16-bit Nintendo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The main Nintendo.
And then, like, Excitebike and all them.
Yep.
Man, that
Zelda.
Was a good, you'd have to blow on the dadgum game to get it to play. You know, you'd have to blow on that sucker like he's no tomorrow. That's,
yeah.
But anyway,
ooh,
that's
boy.
Another story. Anyway,
you guys don't understand how small it is.
All right. All right, Justin, get out of here.
All right, I got to get to seeing Justin before we get out of here.
All right, bro.
Just dawned on me.
What?
It was not a PS5 that I had.
What was it?
It's an Xbox.
Oh,
of course. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, completely different thing.
Totally different.
Yeah.
You live and you learn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the Xbox that I have at home.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Completely different than you're like PS1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Xbox. Completely.
It wasn't until I Googled it and looked. I'm like, no, that's not it. Yeah, that's not it.
Finally. Four hours later.
3 hours later, yeah. I'm like, Xbox.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What's that green stuff? Elliot looking at his lawn.
He's lived there for a while, right?
Yeah.
How has he only gotten the lawn cut? Like,
I don't know.
If you have a lawn, you have to know how you're managing the lawn, whether it's you or somebody else.
Dude, I've never heard anybody in Philly talk, meaning in the city, talk about getting their grass cut.
No.
I've never even heard that before.
Nope. What's next?
Oh, nice. You had a pet rock growing up as your first electronic Ike? I had Pac-Man in my basement. Silver Spoon Eskin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Pac-Man in the basement.
Yep.
We did want that as a kid, though, the arcade game.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Lifestyle arcade.
Yeah. Or you remember the sit-down ones that they would have, like, in a bar? Like,
yes, sir.
Oh, those were cool,
yes,
too.
Yes, sir.
What's next?
Love today's next question. Reminds me of a summer down the shore many moons ago. It was me, John Bon Jovi, Ike Reese, and Chris Christie. Ike fell for a gal at the surf shop named Felicia. Everyone called her Philly. And just like today, Ike never apologized for being too hard on Philly. Come on! Tornado Shapiro.
That was actually all right.
It finally got there. What's next?
Well, I have an idea who did it if Howie ever goes missing. The Delaware Valley, listening to Torrin's call.
Dude, that was a little much.
That was,
actually regret not cutting it off.
It was creepy.
Yeah. His wife shops. It's like,
I don't know. Are you following them?
His clothes are so clean. It's like he was winking. Clean.
I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah. What's next?
Things not said by afternoon show listeners today. Man, I wonder why that consignment shop is closing. Alex in Lancaster.
Yeah, for sure. Jeez. And he was selling out his wife, too. What's next?
This guy can't name three flyers, but you ask him his favorite devil, and he lists the whole roster. Mark in Monco.
You know, everyone out there was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, that's honestly the most shocking thing that's ever happened in the last year in this show.
Really?
You named another player on the Devils.
They're a fun team to watch. They're young and fast. They rebuilt. They did the whole process thing, and they got good. I like Jack Hughes. I'm sorry. What's next?
It wasn't Jack Hughes. It was the second player.
Nico Hischier.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. What's next?
Hey, fun police. Why don't you worry about your push-ups? Saquon Barkley.
All right. Fair. 100% fair. I'm not trying to have the Eagles win the Super Bowl, though. You know, what's next?
People were definitely too hard on the Phils. Like that day Spike repeatedly said I was cooked. Bryce at the bank.
Repeatedly.
Over and over again.
Only one. I apologize for it 10 minutes later.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you said the Phillies were done 100 times.
You were out on them.
And
you kept repeating that he's demanding a new contract.
Yep. What else did
First reported by you.
Yes.
First reported.
You doing leading off?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you are. Yeah, we talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
All right, so leading off is next. Phil's first pitch, 7:05. Then you can go watch the game with Jack and James Seltzer over at Casey's in Drexel Hill. We will be with you tomorrow from the golf tournament over there at Marin Cricket Club. That's where we're going to be?
Philadelphia Cricket Club.
Right. It's pretty exciting.
Truest.
Pretty exciting. I got a polo shirt and all. I'm sure there will be a picture of it.
I'm bumping to Rory out there tomorrow.
Yep.
Oh, is he out there?
Oh, yeah. Rory's out there.
You guys must be excited.
I hope I get hit with a golf ball.
Clip that. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.